Hi, my name's Sefitz. You will never get my age. Let's see. Well, I could make up something, though, right? It's March 6th in 2023. I'm in Marfa, Texas, with a dear friend of mine, Erica. And we're going to talk about how we met, among other things.
Hi, my name is Erica David. I'm sitting here with Sefitz, my friend, here in Marfa, Texas, on March 6th, 2023. Yes, like Seth, I have no interest in telling you how old I am, except I will tell you I'm the oldest possible Gen X, more or less.
Oh, wow.
Something like that.
And you have a son, too. Let's see.
I have a son. Who's so. Like,
he's 24, is he?
He's about to be 24.
Oh, yes. So he's young. Oh, my God. He's
well,
a kid.
Well, yes. But
he's still a kid.
I'm sure I'm way too young to have such an adult son. Right. Anyway.
You were 17.
Yes. So we're sitting here in the library of in Marfa.
Not the Library of Congress. Yeah.
Not the Library
of
Congress.
We hope to sit in the Library of Congress someday.
Someday.
On the shelf.
On the shelf.
Or in a database. Who knows what? Yeah.
And we were talking about what to talk about.
Yeah.
And
which is easy because we talk a lot.
We do talk a lot, right. But we also maybe how we met.
Even though Erica doesn't live in Marfa, she lives in, as she says, Marfa adjacent, which is 30 minutes away.
Yeah. That opens
like
a whole can of worms, actually.
I like that.
Because
though,
I'm
right?
not quite sure. You know, I'm in a transitional moment
right
now.
I
so
know,
I don't
I
know exactly. I mean, I have multiple houses.
I think we're all in transition.
I mean, I do have an apartment in Marfa still.
Oh, yeah. That nice place, right?
Yeah. But
only you could be so lucky.
Right. Anyway. Yes, right. The characters of the towns are quite different,
yeah.
And I find myself here a lot.
Yeah, you are here almost every day or twice a day.
Huh? Yeah, I work at the radio station here. I work at Marfa Public Radio. I have a two shows. Every Tuesday, I'm a sidekick on the Primo Carrasco show, which is a Spanish language show.
Mm-hmm. What do you do, side effects?
No, not side effects, sidekick. I look up all the songs basically that he wants to hear.
You take the calls, right?
And I take the calls. It's an old-fashioned call-in show. So it's a community show.
It is. It's adorable, right?
And it's one of the uniters. I'm very much like to unite
that's
people
great.
In Marfa, and that's one of the few things that bring all the different characters together. So
it is cool.
It's a good one.
Way. And then your main show. I mean, then your solo show.
Right, my solo show is my own passion, I guess you'd say.
Which was an homage to Burt Bacharach a few weeks ago.
Oh, last week, yeah, that was because Burt Bacharach
so
died.
Great,
that was
like
kind of a little bit off brief for me.
I'm so glad.
A little bit newer.
But
yes, I like when people who write songs sing the songs they write, even when they're not a
right,
singer.
Right, uh-huh, right.
So
exactly.
That's a whole thing I like.
Yeah, cool.
Agustin Lara. We used to play that sometimes on the Primo show.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he was a really important songwriter in Mexico,
but
he didn't usually sing his own songs because he has a bad voice.
Yeah.
But it's...
Do you know Carmen McRae, the great jazz singer?
Yeah, of course.
Right. You know, she was just... the pianist. I mean, it's a little bit like Karen Carpenter, who was just the drummer, right? And
right.
then she started singing, and people go, what?
Yeah.
And, you know, Carmen McRae, too. She wasn't. And then she was this great voice. I mean, I loved her voice.
Oh, yeah, she's a great voice. She has a bunch of great duets with Sammy Davis Jr.
Wow, I would have loved
people
to have seen
we
her
say,
live.
People will say we're in love.
How
it's one
they,
of my
oh, really?
Favorites.
Because
yeah.
they bonded so well.
Well, yeah,
sweet.
From Oklahoma.
She's from Oklahoma?
No, the song from the musical.
Oh, from the musical.
It's a song. Oof. The song from the musical.
That
Oklahoma.
Would have been a stretch. I wish I would have seen her live. That's like one of my few regrets about with music is that I didn't see her live.
Because
it could have been kind of easy. I mean, I think you go to
of
New
course.
York and you go to a club and
you know
sing.
Where they all played was at the.
I know that
where like Bobby Short played the piano
exactly,
that place
exactly, I know
you know what I'm talking about
of course
in
I
New
would
York
walk by
the,
a lot.
You walk by it it's a famous hotel
oh gosh
god anyway it'll come back to us
I know oh we're showing our age damn
I
was hoping that wouldn't happen
oh no we're not showing
we
our age
okay.
all
our
the
experience.
Cool people know who these people are of any age
So we want to talk about the magical way we met, huh? Or you know, it's got a happy sad story.
Oh my God! Though I have a segue.
Huh? Huh?
I have a segue
from
music.
Oh, okay. Cool. I love that.
Social media to how we got together, because we were talking about the pros and cons of Facebook, the good and bad of it.
Right.
And one of my other fantastic Facebook meeting stories was when I met my friend Kim Morgan, who is a writer. She writes about movies, and I really loved her blog.
Where
and
is she?
She's in LA.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I loved her blog, and you know, I sort of corresponded with her on her blog, and then we became Facebook friends.
Uh-huh.
And then I moved to LA for real and became real friends with
her.
And we went to see Merle Haggard.
Speaking of seeing
people before
that's
they
range.
Die, yeah, I mean, like that was an incredible, incredible experience to see him. Right, you know, 2 years before he died.
Yeah,
he
I grew up listening to him. I mean, my family would have had all.
He's
had all his
speaking
records.
Of people from Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's, you know, he's an Okie from Muskogee.
Right. Yeah.
But it was so much fun, and she's one of my dearest friends now. So I met her through Facebook.
Sweet.
And there's the segue, because I met you through Facebook in a weird way.
Yeah, really.
Because of
in
the connection we had.
Yeah. Yeah, so part of this is just to memorialize. I mean, I want to keep some of the names of some of the dear ones we've lost alive. You know, like, and not just Gregory Nelson, that who's how we met. And I don't know, when did Gregory die suddenly? Like 8 years ago, 10 years ago?
It has to be 10 years ago now.
Oh, so,
And I mean, part of it was, I think, when somebody dies who had so many people who loved them, somebody super charismatic.
Somebody young dies.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, he was in his 40s, I suppose.
No, he wasn't at all. I think he was like mid-30s, late 30s, 38 maybe. No, he wasn't. Okay. I mean, he looked super young. He acted super young. Do you think he would be 50 now?
Of course he would. He's my age.
Like everybody.
Oh, whoops.
I love that. And she's still lying.
No. No. Oh, okay. More than 50. Okay. Thank you, Seth. In there. But, you know, whatever.
Right.
Anyway, but no, he's actually a year older than me.
Oh, no. Okay. So
let's just put it out there.
Wow.
But I think when somebody who has so many friends who he was so special to dies like that suddenly, which is in Gregory's case, he seriously stepped off a cliff.
Oh, yeah. He slid, right? He slid off a cliff.
He stepped into the void.
Right.
I mean, he was in Montreal at some sort of lookout, and it was dark, and there was no place. He didn't know where he was putting his foot.
Oh,
and he just went all, you know, one minute he's the life of the party, and the next minute he's gone. And when something is so shocking like that, it leaves like a map of
trauma. Oh, my God.
I
was in Portland following Portlandia cafe sites, you know, like where they – and they were actually doing the bookstore. They were actually filming the bookstore thing next. And I get a text about Gregory, and it's like – it was unbelievable.
Yeah, you couldn't even believe it.
No.
And what I thought was – really strange. I mean, so many things. You just can't even believe it, especially when there's somebody that you used to hang out with constantly in your 20s and like were like kind of
wrapped up on
the couch smoking pot and like going out and just like being very, very close to in a way that you can only be at a certain age, I think, or like in a certain
that kind of
milieu.
Prime.
So you're with them and then you move away and you always like feel deeply connected. But you don't see them all the time.
Yeah,
so when somebody like that dies, it's like the loss doesn't feel real because you feel like you, but then it still does when you want to tell them stuff. Like, oh my God, I got to send Gregory this postcard. Oh my God, I'm in an art museum and I see something by Pontormo or some mannerist. He loved mannerism.
Oh, me too.
You know, and he loved
Pontormo and mannerist. We had so many good intersections too.
And then that's the other thing I feel like you feel is that you're not special as you thought. Like that Gregory loved all these other people.
Oh, right.
And you're just like, wait a minute.
Right.
I thought I was his friend.
I know.
I thought
I
was the special one.
It's particularly when people are sort of famous everywhere they live and they move around a bit. You know, he was in LA, he was in Boston, he was in Berlin.
And he took care of his friends. I mean, he wrote people very personal letters, and he celebrated you, if like the gross part of you, which was the most addictive thing about Gregory, I think.
Mm,
like He loved squalor and elevating it to beauty. Oh, like, yeah. Like, you're so...
oh, my God. I miss him so much.
Like,
the more you
like,
talk.
Like the biggest compliment from Gregory would be, oh, my gosh, she's so pathetic. She's such a skag. Like so, like, abject. Or, like, you know, in some kind of, like... so.
And he was always full of love. I mean, yeah, I don't think no. he was ever... He was never at, I don't know. I mean, you know him probably, you know him deeper at a, you know, kind of at a more
daily. Oh, no, but full of love. He would always, like, see the good and, like, yeah, and, yeah, and, like, yeah. try to magnify it. Sometimes, I think, maybe for his own amusement. Like, oh. because he would want people to like, be extreme.
Oh, my God, the life of the party. Huh?
But so fun. I mean, I remember we used to, like, I didn't even like plants. The thing is, Gregory would like get me excited about things I was never excited about, yeah. like different orchids and things. He would. There was a what do you call it? A flower shop.
Okay.
In Philly,
okay.
and we lived across from it.
Okay.
And he would go in the dumpster and rescue like orchids from there, and right. like, and that was a perfect like, like
I miss
the beauty
him so much.
Of the
I miss
trash.
That. Like, where do you get that?
Back.
Where do you? You don't get that anymore.
No, I mean, no. You still meet people that remind. I mean, people that remind me of Gregory. And now that I'm grown up, I see that it's a sensibility. Also, it's like, oh, that's a bit camp or something that right. I didn't really know how to attach it to anything then.
Right.
But the well, you know, I mean, you know too that he was like had so many different sides of him too, because like.
I know. I mean, I just couldn't. I mean, sometimes I couldn't believe like the next job that he have. It's like, what? You know, how can I be you? I mean. How can I work for an opera company?
Well,
you
know, I mean,
and,
but
and be
he
creative.
Was,
in
he
an
was
opera
working
company.
For an opera company, slaving
yeah,
away.
Yeah, he was
making
slaving.
The,
he
making,
was a bit slaving, but he was still
costumes.
Making nice costumes.
Oh,
right?
He was making beautiful costumes, but again, it had that kind of like in the you know he's in with the ladies making the costumes in the background. You know, like there was always like some element of how he would portray his job as kind of like.
Oh yeah.
Not certainly not in the spotlight where he belonged. You know. Like he and he wasn't.
He was in
never
the spotlight
rich.
In his personal life a I mean, bit, you know. I mean
well definitely and that's what I mean though, like never really getting the I mean, everybody who knew him personally thought that he should be the king. Or the most famous person.
Right.
Like,
I know, right?
You know,
I mean, that's why we're here,
right?
I think.
Yeah. I mean, and so it was kind of, there was a bit of a gap between, like,
yeah.
what the world would think of as a huge success, which mm-hmm. he deserved to be. And, you know, but everything he touched, he made a big success.
Yeah.
Even though it was small. Like,
so there's an anecdote from New York in the 80s when at the David Wonorowicz Memorial... And, like, everyone from the Bowery shows up, and no one realized. They thought they were all his best friend.
Yeah.
And they just hadn't known that all these, you know, that they connected there. They hadn't connected, you know, he had kept everyone sort of, like, a little compartmented or separate from each other.
Yeah.
And they were all best friends.
Right, and like, dealing with people on a one-on-one basis. And, I mean, he was, I think he even coined this word, an appreciator.
Oh, okay.
An appreciator. Like, right. Like he would recognize that in other people. Oh, yeah, she's an appreciator.
Oh, that's sweet.
Of somebody's, like, yeah. full glory. Like,
yeah.
you know, and I think, you know, I thought about this in another context, but, you know, everybody sort of had the idea that they were the widow. even though
well, I didn't completely feel like the
not
widow,
quite,
but
like a little bit, like
I was a,
like Christoph,
you know,
was
I was
the real
sad best man, you know,
right?
So.
Well, Christoph, his partner when
right.
he died,
yeah.
was the real widow.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
was the current widow.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And I mean, he took so long to recover, and
yeah.
he's still not.
I don't
recovered.
Think he's recovered.
No,
yeah.
I mean, I had.
I mean,
how do you
recover from that
in
I mean,
L.A. like several years ago? And I said. I kept talking about Gregory, and he kept talking about Gregory, and then I said, oh my gosh, I hope you don't mind
oh, yeah.
that we're talking about Gregory as usual. And he said,
And Christoph is his own star.
Right.
I mean, Christoph is amazing, and yet when you're with him, you just want to sort of like talk about Gregory.
Well, that's all I ever knew. I mean, I knew Christoph after Gregory. Like, so I knew him as his partner,
and
I met
did the
him
other
second.
Way around. I knew Christoph first, and then Gregory afterwards.
You did?
Yeah, in Boston. Yeah, because Christoph was working in Boston. And so I know that. So I met him there, and then we also spent a lot of time in Berlin together.
So Christoph is German,
yeah.
And I mean, I'm just telling this to the audience. I don't know how much of the audience we have to explain.
There's actually
okay.
no audience.
There is no audience.
You know,
but I'm imagining there's an audience. Okay, so but And the other thing about, well, was it you that was telling me about his funny German, Gregory's funny German? Like how he learned German really quickly, but he says really funny things.
I like the way he used it. I mean, he would use like boldly, gringo words like I would use.
He would make up bold.
Oh, well, you know, because like, we can make it, you know, yeah. We can make up our own words. Right. And if you know English really well, you can kind of get like what it is and where it's going, you know.
I never
And the
knew.
Germans would never, oh, you yeah. don't?
I wouldn't know because I don't speak German. But all the Germans like would tell me again when Gregory died, like, you know, when I made friends of his friends, like sort of chatting with these people, they would all talk about how he, like, they loved how he would invent his own German and be very expressive with it, even though it wasn't his language. Like,
right, and he's so relaxed in speaking it. Like, he would always say, like, you know, like, bei Gelegenheit, like, you know, whenever, no rush, you know, like nothing that they would ever say. They would never, you know, it's like, okay, you know, we're on a schedule here, people.
That's funny. But see,
and he
for
would always
me,
be like really, really, you know, really like, you know, these nice words that said, oh God, don't have a care in the world. I'll just be sitting here.
That's funny. Yeah. See, but for me, I knew, I was in the moment before Christoph is when I knew Jim and Gregory when they were both.
Right.
This is when like they lived together. Right. This was his previous partner, who I'm still very good friends with, Jim Winters.
They were in San Francisco.
In San Francisco, but before this was in Philly. This is when they were in Philly, they would like have their own weird drag show they did together that were like just these pathetic characters. I forget the names of them. Do you remember these two?
No, I wouldn't. That was,
I mean, one of them had an axe. I mean, they were just, they were amazing.
Oh, wait. Okay. And so, as a little background to this, you know, because, you know, I have a military background as well, right?
Right.
And Gregory's father was a
general.
Marine Corps Major General.
Major General. Incredible.
And like, how does all that come together?
And very upright. I mean, they're both. He was also in the Swedenborgian New Church. I mean, I don't know if you know. They're very Scandinavian Protestant. Like, I'm not crazy. I mean, just different. Mm-hmm. Everyone I know in that. I mean, the
it's
world
lot,
from
it's
Gregory.
There's a lot to say. To
it has a
with,
lot of definitely. Stuff in there, and I mean that and the, but very. I don't know, but again, it makes Gregory's story all the more. You know, you can understand his, like, the high and the low and the, like, legitimate and the, like, you know, like, messy, like,
and
all
parental,
of that.
All the parental stuff.
The parental stuff. And, I mean, having to, like, come to terms, like, I know late in his life, I mean, Gregory had finally, you know, kind of connected with his dad.
Yeah, it seemed
come
like
out
it.
To
it
his dad
like it,
with, in a,
yeah,
like,
uh-huh.
Good way, which, you know, his dad was accepting of his different partners and everything, and they were finally coming to some sort of rapprochement. Mm. And he had quit smoking.
Oh yeah, wow.
He had been he's a smoker forever, so he had done all these.
I didn't know him as a smoker.
Oh God, I mean, he was like constant, but it was bad for him, and he always.
In fact, Christoph was still smoking in the apartment in Berlin back, you know, back then.
And when Gregory wasn't. I mean,
Gregory wasn't.
I mean, he's been quitting and not and going on and off for a long time, but you know, you think. Mm. There he was, you know.
Did you go to their Berlin apartment? Were you ever?
No, I never did.
I think Christoph. Oh, and you know, it has so much.
I was at their LA apartment.
So many personal details there, like all the artist friends are painting the wall. You know, they're doing Trump Loyal and all kinds of. But it was a rental, right?
Gregory has always done that. I mean, every place that he lives, he transforms.
It's a memorial. I mean, it should be. I mean, it should
perfection. The landlords should be like pay him to live there.
I think Christoph now has the money, would have the money to buy it, but I don't think the landlord wants to sell it to him. Huh. You know? I mean, it's
no, even in Philly when he was 24 years old or whatever, they had a shitty house in West Philly that they transformed into a palace. All the woodwork, all the like.
I have never seen an interior in a couple of the rooms.
Yeah.
As you know, no matter how much money you throw at an Architecture Digest photo shoot, it didn't compare to what they had in there.
And also the heart and the collections and the things that he would like the weird, like he loved those black flowers that are really black, like a dahlia, you know, those still live pictures. And he would find these really beautiful ones in thrift stores and things like, you know, he would collect them. So there's things like that too, that you see around to this day. I mean, every time I see something like one of those shaggy black, I think of him, you know.
Yeah,
it's just so weird that he's. I think It's weird. I wonder what he would think of us just talking about this right now. He'd probably love it.
I don't know.
Although it's probably not radical enough. it would have to be like, I wonder
how
what.
He would be here talking about with us. I mean, if he was here talking.
I did a few performances. Like, we used to do performance art.
Okay.
Gregory and I.
Great.
We did this thing called the Blue Chair at the Painted Bride.
You did?
Yes.
Okay.
In the 80s.
Oh, that's great.
We didn't make this one up. This was this other woman
made it up. And that was still Philadelphia.
Philly, yeah. Yeah, Philly was my, like I said, like we would all sleep on the couch and stuff.
Yeah.
And we would go out at night, and Gregory would go up to people and say crazy stuff.
And you said that's in the 80s? So I was kind of doing the same thing in Manhattan in the 80s.
Very late 80s. Like 89, 90, 91, that kind of time. And he'd go out. We would be out at night. He would, like, there would be college parties we would walk into. He was just, I don't know, you just felt like empowered and like nothing bad could happen
when presence.
You were with Gregory.
He wasn't so big.
Just do stuff.
He was about your size, right? I mean,
a little taller.
Is he a little taller?
Yeah,
such a big presence.
Yeah.
Everything, big eyes, great
Well, the
hair.
Thing is, you wouldn't...
Great skin, great
I
tattoos.
I had another friend. Actually, I know another person. Like
those, I even have forgotten those piercings. All those piercings. It's like that would really,
those came
that
later.
Would really throw people off.
That was
off.
More like that in his
really,
next
I mean,
phase.
Like, I don't think he wore them for his dad.
The Christoph
phase.
Oh,
maybe he did.
Christoph got very close to his family then. Yeah, and they kind of like were really like, they had their minds blown a bit, I think, you know.
Well, Christoph's family had their minds blown a bit,
of course. I mean, like, I think our generation is... I think, you know, there was a big issue, like much more of an issue than like for us, our era. Gregory, like to have that to kind of navigate and deal with. I mean, I think now everybody's like, what's your orientation? What's your gender? What's your whatever?
Who
like,
cares?
What's your pronoun?
I don't know.
Like,
don't put me, you know, don't put.
But I mean, from a military
a
family
box.
And all of that, I mean, it was pretty like.
Oh, yeah. And also, you know, from a poor farm family, all that kind of stuff.
No doubt.
I mean, you had to line up a lot.
And like, still in the wake of
you
AIDS,
didn't have any,
too.
You didn't have any
you know,
latitude.
Not so far.
Yeah,
from
you know, that's
the
other
AIDS
thing. I mean,
thing.
We're talking about Gregory, right? But I just want to mention. Before that, my group, that my best friends that died, you know, like Tommy Caraway. These were all from, well, not all from Manhattan. One from Washington, D.C., Patrick Sirignani, Chidiani, it should be, but they say Sirignani.
However he says it is the way to say it.
Yeah.
Whatever he says.
That's what they grew up saying.
Right. You know,
that's how you say it in Chicago.
Saying, your name isn't Conigliaro. It's Conigliaro. Whatever. Anyway, go ahead.
And Billy Wingfield from Dallas, that all kind of like passed too soon. You know, they were already gone in 1990.
Are these your friends?
Best
from...
friends.
Oh, Seth.
My group of best friends in life. Are gone 35 years.
Wow. I didn't even know that until we're talking right here, right now.
33 years.
I was like a little, I knew people who died, but mostly older guys who I worked with in restaurants and that I knew through friends. Like it was a bit, they were a bit older than me.
You can't imagine the hospital scenes we had to go through.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And then took on telling Tommy's family the whole story because he was minutes away from dying, and I thought they should know.
Where were they? Like, where, you were...
Oh, he's in New York. He's in Manhattan,
and
they're in Arkansas.
Oh, wow. You were like a go-between. Did you know them? I mean, were you friends with
I'd known
the family?
Them, yeah. I did know them all.
Oh,
I'd met them
all. Oh, sad.
So I was in that way. Although probably... Eileen, our friend, you know, because they would have liked her more than me, so maybe she should have, but she didn't really have the strength to do it. You know, it took someone to, like, want to bring them in. What a mess.
Yeah.
Anyway, but it's not about, but I just wanted to keep their names kind of, like, alive, too. You know, we're talking about Gregory because we still haven't gotten to the kind of the cool way of how we met.
Oh, God.
How you and I met,
Well, we
right?
met because after Gregory died, on Facebook, people kept talking. Well, you commented a few times, like, "Oh, like the community of people who love Gregory stayed alive on his Facebook page for a while. Yeah. And there were people exchanging comments and everything. And there was a person named Seth.
So I was at the funeral in Berlin.
Oh, I see. I was in San Francisco.
You were in San Francisco. Yes. Oh, so you weren't in Alpine then. But you were kind of back and forth between.
Oh, no. The funeral was in Alpine, San Francisco. I don't even know where I lived. Certainly didn't live here. I lived in Boulder. That's where I lived.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was actually not a funeral. It was a memorial. Funeral of his family and all of that was on the East Coast.
There were so many memorials. There were really a lot of memorials.
Well, Brynathyn is the sort of hub of his family and the Swedenborgian new church and all of that. The culture that he grew up in. And my really good friend Robin had gone to all those schools with him and everything. Like, he was inside that world. So not only did he have the military connection, he had a very, religious upbringing.
Side of it too.
So, I mean, to fall so far afield from all of these very orderly kind of traditions was, a big step. But, yes, Seth, I just was obsessed with your name.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was the most poetic name. It was just two syllables. Seth.
It is. That's true.
Seth. It sounded, you know, how when you say words over and over again, you're like, I don't know. It just had a sound to it. So finally, I clicked on it.
Right.
Like, who is this
guy? Facebook.
On Facebook.
Of all places.
Right.
But that's where we were, 10 years ago, I guess, you know, we were uploading pictures of the memorial and kind of celebrating the memorial online.
Yeah.
A lot of people were, right? And there was a really good photograph of me carrying this beautiful handmade flower memorial.
Oh,
do you remember that?
You know, to be honest, I can't remember specific photos. But
I was
so
honored. Yeah. I mean, it was kind of I was bigger than most everyone there, I guess, and so they gave it to me to carry. It was a long procession.
You know, when you describe it, it sounds like a painting. Like a Caravaggio.
It's a little
a
bit.
Bacchus.
Well, an artist,
like Gregory would have
I was like
the
shocked
flowers.
At how much effort someone had put into making it.
Yeah.
As beautiful as it was.
Well, that's the other thing, if we can say, is I mean, I kind of hate when people canonize people when they're dead. But at the same time, I think people brought their A game for Gregory. People rise to the occasion because of the example and the fun. It's not just the duty, but the expressive fun of it all.
I mean, I miss him in my life.
You wouldn't want to give him something less than the greatest.
Right.
Less than the most.
You had made really good decisions on.
Yeah, and if he would like it, that would be the ultimate. If you could entertain Gregory. It's sort of
he would have loved this,
you know,
I think. I mean, it was so fab. I'll try and find that photograph and send it to you again. Yeah,
I think so.
It's a deep archive, but you know, whatever.
I'm sure that's the stupid thing. Well, you know, I say there are good things about Facebook, but the bad thing is you can never find anything that you once put up there, or there's no way of searching or finding. They're very greedy about owning it all, you know, and you sort of know that, and you sort of sign it away, but then it's still irksome.
Oh, do you think he'd still be? I don't think he'd still be on Facebook, right?
Who?
Gregory.
Oh, I think that. I mean, I'm sure if we go on there right now.
Yeah, no, I think it's there. But, you know, 10 years later, do you think he'd still use it as a platform?
Oh, you mean if he were alive?
Yeah, if he were alive.
Oh, God, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. We still are, but.
It could just be in that sort of dull space where it is for most
people. Exactly. It is. It's definitely.
It's there,
you
don't really do.
I mean, I use it now for Marfa Group to get rides to El Paso. I mean, you have to have it. If you want to ride to El Paso, you need to have Facebook.
Of course, there's lots of groups and things that I sort of would feel you know, disloyal to not pay attention to or something. No, but so then I came and visited you, and you were here. Steph Itz lives in Marfa, which if you don't realize how bizarre that is, we live in Marfa has 2,000 people. Alpine has
1,700.
Yeah,
fewer.
Yeah, so I mean,
always fewer, right? And then we're 30 minutes apart, right? I mean, I'm half the time in Europe and half the time here.
Yeah,
and then we met at the farmers market.
I think I came to your house.
No,
first.
We were. No. We first met at the farmers market.
Did we?
Yeah, Gonka's bread line.
Oh, and the Gonka bread line. That's right. See, I don't even remember.
Back in the good old days.
Right. That was a feature, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I knew you immediately. I mean, we were both kind of like anticipating and smiling and whatever.
That's right. There's a really famous, I forget what it was. I mean, not to segue into some sort of, a literary illusion, but there's like a whole way that you, if you're looking for somebody, then you experience the city different. Like, if you're seeking, if you're like, come to the farmer's
there's
market
a lot
and you're looking
you
for somebody
see.
You're
right.
supposed to meet.
Oh, yeah, there's like
or,
all this that you pay.
Yeah, or, but it's also in a good way. Like, it rearranges itself. I think actually the illusion is more like somebody, you're looking for a loved one or something. Mm-hmm. And so the streets look different. And you're not looking differently.
Sure.
And
everything's cleaner.
I think it was like a Walter Benjamin thing about Naples, actually.
Oh, really?
I can't remember what it was,
cool.
but I think so. About how this everything looks different when you're, when you have like a person that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though it was you and not Gregory, it felt like I was
a vestige of Gregory
like,
is still there.
Like this is a friend of Gregory. So it was like I was excited to meet you.
Me too.
Yeah. And then you lived up to it.
So I still thank you. Oh well, okay. Nice.
I know. What if you were horrible? And you were like, ew.
He didn't have any horrible friends,
no.
did he? I don't think he had.
Well, some of those weird old people that he stayed in touch with from his childhood, the Brynathyn people, were odd.
Oh, yeah.
But
I,
they were nice.
I had
too.
To adjust to some of the Berliners, too, I got to say.
Yeah.
Even, you know, it's like, it took, and it's take, you know, anyway, I did.
That's, see, but the good thing about that is that. If they passed his muster,
you want to give them the benefit
of the doubt. Like, there must be something awesome about this person.
Or buckle up because you're not ready for this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it could have been like,
that
you know,
too.
So like high end and extreme and over the top. And you're like, watch, you know, here we go.
Yeah. Well, he did have like a good, like he had a high tolerance. Like, I freak out. If I have a party and I invite all the interesting people that I think are interesting, but then they don't get along, I really stress out. And I realize it's because, like, I'm an appreciator. So you invite all these drama queens or, like, all these people who have a very narcissistic sense of themselves. And, of course, they hate each other. Mm. But he, like, enjoyed that.
He didn't mind. Right.
And so he would have all sorts of characters around. And you'd be like,
see how it plays out. It was such an experience to hang out with him. Huh?
Yeah.
Did you see, toward the end, his big, shiny, icy Berlin sunglasses? They were blue, light blue mirror sunglasses.
Oh, no.
Did you not see them?
I'm sorry, I didn't see them.
So it was, his parents had sent him like $600 for his birthday.
Yeah.
And the sunglasses definitely cost that. But I picked them out for him. Because he wanted something a little bit over the top.
Yeah.
Right? And wow, we had such a great time. I mean, I can paint pictures from our entire experience at, it's either my Keith or Icy
Berlin.
Well,
you knew him at a different economic moment because I ate at Denny's with him.
Right. This was like this birthday treasure, you know,
right.
It was $600.
Right.
And he said, you know, should I really, should I blow that? And
then
those sunglasses were so mind blowing,
particularly
on him because, you know, kind of big character glasses on a big character.
Yeah.
And he really loved them. He really treasured them. Yeah.
I love that. That's a good image probably for the
It is. It's such a lasting
thing. To fade out.
Right. That is one of my lasting. That's one of my lasting images of him. Frankly, I mean, it was so strange and wonderful. Yeah. So here we are. Anyway, I still have a great time visiting with Christoph. In Berlin or Zurich or wherever we meet. You know, we meet in various places.
Yeah, no, I'd love to see him.
Not often enough. We don't communicate often enough.
I'd love to see him.
Yeah. And he'd love to. I mean, now you all have a kind of an inside.
Last I saw him was in L.A.
Okay.
When he was in L.A.
When he was living there.
No, he wasn't living there. Just recently.
Oh,
I mean, not recently. A couple years ago. And he came with his friend Nico or Nico.
Oh, is there Nico? Okay, that was a long time ago. That was like three or four years ago.
It must have. Well, Oh, right. Because I've already been here for 3 years again. So.
Okay.
Something like
right.
that.
Right. Okay. Good. So, anyway, Christoph. So, I still, you know, I was saying that it's not regretful. I love going to the apartment and seeing Christoph and kind of reliving, you know, being in that atmosphere where we were all alive, you know.
Yeah, that's right. No, and you know,
it's
strange. It's a strange loss.
Yeah, right. But it's a strange, and then
he added
kind of
so
a strange
much to people's
us,
lives.
You know,
I mean, there's
right.
so many people. I mean, it's all these cliches, but he does live on in so many people.
Yeah.
You know,
that's why I thought I just wanted to document like how he fit in our lives and how he brought us together.
Oh, I think
in
all
such
the time.
A wonderful way, right?
I mean, he influences how I operate in the world. You know, I think of him and like think about what would he do? What would he
think?
I think
about what he would do sometimes too. I do. Yeah. I love that. Right. And I think of what he would be doing right now. Like, you know, where
it could be anything.
Yeah. Well, you know, since Christoph came into some money, everything would have been made easier at this point too. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes, he would have been an excellent rich person.
Oh my God. Even more eccentric?
Well, I mean, he wouldn't have trouble.
Imagine that.
I mean,
imagine him with money. I mean,
right.
It's just like.
I wonder if he would still go in the dumpster like we did.
Probably. Of course he would.
Well.
But he'd be wearing like a velvet jacket going into the dumpster, a velvet double breasted.
Amazing.
Something.
Amazing.
Yeah. So I'm happy that we sat together to reminisce.
Me too. Thank you for getting me in here. This was super
fun. I know.
Fun.
I thought that this would. I mean, we there are so many things we could talk about, but this is kind of a core.
That was our
it's a core thing.
That was
I know
the
it's
thing
a
that
core thing.
Us together.
I know. Otherwise, we might not even know each other.
No.
You know, the truth is.
Yeah.
I bet we would. I bet you know.
Well, we would have met in Marfa.
I don't know, but where? I don't
things.
Know. Like you know, I didn't really go to the. To the Shakespeare group when you were there.
We would certainly have met in the hot tub at the St. George.
Oh, maybe.
Or the pool.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, we could have. I hope we would have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope we would have.
But we might not have given each other the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, we wouldn't have.
We might not. I wonder if we would have liked each other as much.
I think so.
I think we would have, too.
All right, love.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye, Gregory.